I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians are understandably concerned with religious freedom. But when Muslims suffer violence, like the van attack last week outside a London mosque, Christians aren't always the first ones to speak out. Emily Fuentes with Open Door speculates.
Some Christians might feel a little uneasy about that, like, okay, is that promoting Islam? Is it saying Islam's okay? It's not. It's saying that God has allowed us to have the freedom to choose Him and to follow Him. So the freedom to do that is vital.
When Christians support their Muslim neighbors, it not only elevates religious freedom for everyone, but it also opens gospel conversations.
Let them know that Christians are there for them, and then soon there's going to be opportunities for more talks and more relationship, and it'll be amazing to see what God does in some of those situations.
And after 28 years of hard work, the Biblica team in Kurdistan is finally finished. The Kurds now have an accurate contemporary translation of the whole Bible.
There have been starts and stops. There have been wars. There have been disruptions of all kinds and all kinds of delays. But, you know, with a team that persevered, they finally saw the work brought to completion.
That's Hans Kombrink of Biblica. He believes that the new translation will help give the Kurds a sense of identity as Christians and non-believers alike get access to the truth of the entire gospel.
Let us pray that God would establish His kingdom also through His word in Kurdistan, and that this translation would play an important and a pivotal part in that process.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message of your phone's wallpaper because you read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.